The groundwork for Sitka's ice issue was laid on Wednesday night. The air was cold enough for freezing rain to fall, forming a glaze by the morning. Conditions were treacherous, says Superintendent Mary Wegner, especially for school buses.
What we were experiencing as we were putting out salt and sand around the district is that as soon as we put out that grit material, it would rain and freeze a layer on top of that, and now you had slippery, shiny grit. It wasn't effective in helping people navigate the icy roads and sidewalks.
And on the way to school, a bus full of students slid off the road on Georgeson Loop and into a ditch. No one was injured. The students got off the bus and walked, escorted to Kikuchin Elementary School. Wegner decided it was best for school to close for the day and students to get home before dark. She worked closely with the bus company and bus drivers for early pickups that began at 11 a.m. and ended at 12:45 in the afternoon.
We basically followed a slightly modified early release schedule, like what we do for parades and things like that.
Wegner added that while extreme weather doesn't often shut down school for the day, there is some precedent.
Steve Bradshaw, when he was superintendent, closed the school district once for icy road conditions for the same exact type of situation. And John Holst, when he was superintendent, closed it once for extreme snow.
Extreme cold weather is predicted for the entire state of Alaska, but Southeast will probably be spared freezing temperatures. Temps are expected to rise and be in the mid-40s this weekend, but, says Harry Green, Sitkans should still take care.
Fixed the water leak on Lake Street, and we had to get through 2 feet of frost. So the ground is still frozen. So when the water hits the ground, it's just freezing automatically.
Green is in charge of streets and snow removal for the city. His day, he says, has been pretty hectic.
Two sand trucks and our chemical truck out applying chemical and sand on the road.
When it comes to snow and ice removal in Sitka, the city is only responsible for the roads. Property owners are responsible for adjacent sidewalks. And some of those sidewalks are coated with ice. The city's sand and de-icing budget was cut by $10,000 this year. Green says it's not affecting services yet because the winter has been fairly mild, but he doesn't think the budget should be cut further.
Just to keep things safe, when we've had a bad winter back to 5-6 years ago, that, you know, I'm comfortable where we're at right now. But if we did cut it further, I'd be concerned.
As for de-icing the sidewalks around homes, businesses, and other property, Green says that salt will damage concrete over time and advises using special chemicals. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.